Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
We're trying to figure out charges made to the account. We got a lot of charges we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, for example, let me give you the phone number that I just called 855. So this is the number I called. We're listed as merchandise electronic stores. We have no idea what that means.
Okay, yes, sir. If you can provide me with your zip code, I'll be able to pull your account up so I can further assist you.
Zip code is 95037.
And what's your first and last name, please, sir?
It's Alfred G. Altamari. A-L-T as in Thomas, O-M as in Mary, A-R-E.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Let me see if I can locate that account. I'm not seeing anybody. What was the zip code again, sir? Make sure I entered it in right.
Say it again. My name?
The zip code, so I can make sure I entered it in right.
Zip code is 95037. 95037.
Okay, it was. All right. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I did end up finding it. And may you verify the address on this account for me, sir?
It's 17317 Depot Street, Morgan Hill, California.
Okay, yes, sir. So, give me 1 second. Okay, my system just loaded up. It looks like back on September 26th, you ordered a neck massager. Maybe you did like an online survey or something like that for
yeah.
That. Okay,
how much
so
was that?
The shipping and handling was $670, and
right.
Whatever campaign you ordered it from, they had in their terms and conditions that if you didn't cancel, that you would be enrolled into this online gadget store, and that $49.97 charge is the membership to that online gadget store, which gives you a $125 gift.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, I didn't sign up for anything like that.
Okay, sir.
God. I'm not going to buy anything more. Yeah.
They do that all the time.
That is absolutely ridiculous. I have no value. I haven't seen anything. The little massager wasn't worth the time and effort to send out for it. It was, this is a travesty.
Yes, I do understand your frustration.
Oh, God.
Let me see what I can do. Let me try to help you real quick, sir. Let me try to get this account canceled for you. And I'll be right back with that cancellation number. Give me 1 second.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you buy something online, they always have some little fine print that says, if you don't cancel it, or if you don't return it.
I'm still getting neck massage. I have it sitting down on my desk. It costs like $6.
I don't care what it was. You say
yeah.
You have to keep reading.
Yeah. Well, the best thing to do is not to buy it. Holy crap.
Okay, so we know what this is.
So, yeah, let's see how many. See if you can come up with another $49.97. This is on the 31st of October, so look at the 30th of November.
I don't have November here. I don't. I have November 3rd.
Okay, sir, are you there?
Yeah.
So I just got this account canceled for you. Do you want this cancellation number, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay, yes, sir. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, it is
Go.
C as in cat. 258-657-555. And this is, sir.
Okay.
And was that all for you today, sir?
Oh, I wish. Is there a way that we can get the details without having to burden people like yourself?
The details on what exactly, sir?
Well, exactly. You know, it says here, the one we just did, right? All it says is merchandise electronic stores.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a misnomer. That's not what it, not even after you explain what it was, is that what it is? It doesn't say this is a subscription.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. So whatever.
So that's that's wrong. But let's go on. The next, there's another charge on October 28th. For $8.98, and it says merchandise record stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those may be another company. Because we don't have a charge for you for that date or for that price.
$8.98 on October
28th. No, sir. The closest charge to October was October 31st, and that was for $49.97.
Right. What about October? You have nothing for October 28th?
No, sir.
What about October 26th?
No, sir. We only have one October charge here.
So we have a bill. I'm looking at the bill right now, apple.com/bill, and it's for $15.95, and it's October 26, 2021. This is right off of my credit card, and it's in my wife's name.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make a difference if it's in my wife's name?
Did she do another online survey?
I don't do online surveys.
No.
Okay, well, if she didn't do an online survey, we wouldn't have an account for her.
Okay, so now here's one that is, the phone number is 866-712-7753.
Can you repeat that number for me? You just tap it.
Yeah, 866-712-7753.
Okay, sir. Yeah. I don't. I just looked down our product page and at all the phone numbers, and we don't have any phone number go by 866. So yeah, that may be another merchant.
Wow. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Okay. You're welcome, sir.
Thanks for canceling. Right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye, sir.